Art, let's get to it. The 2014 schedule is out. A couple of major issues you see?
Well, I think the Seahawks are a little miffed about the bye. Not the 16 opponents, but the week they have off, because it comes way early in the calendar. Week 4, and teams always prefer to have the bye later in the season so they can rest people and get recovered from injuries. So they don't like that. And then the back end of the schedule, oh my goodness, the last 6 games contain 5 against the division, including both San Francisco games. The first San Francisco game, which is, of course, the dreaded and hated rival,
right,
is Thanksgiving night in San Francisco. And then they play them just 2 weeks later. And that's just cramming all this drama into a very tight window. And in between, they have to fly to Philadelphia to play a very good Eagles team.
Someone we know who will be in the mix is Richard Sherman. He's up for a contract extension and some big news about him this week.
Yes. Time magazine named Richard as one of the 100 most influential people in American society. And I thought that was quite remarkable for any athlete. And Richard, of course, has been outspoken in matters of race and culture. And I think he deserves it because I think he's a very thoughtful, provocative guy. I don't always agree with him, but it's really interesting to see an athlete have the courage of his convictions in a public forum. And as far as his contract goes, it looks like he's lining up to be the most well-compensated defensive back in the history of the NFL. The number they're talking about is $13 million a year, and I think Richard richly deserves it.
They did make a move this week that was a bit of a surprise, acquiring Terrell Pryor, a quarterback from the Oakland Raiders, but he's not just a quarterback.
Everyone is intrigued by this hire because Pryor was described by general manager John Schneider as a tremendously explosive athlete, not quarterback, athlete. And he is that, 6'4", 233 pounds, and very, very fast.
It will be interesting to see how he might work with Sidney Rice, who's back on the team, and Percy Harvin.
Yeah, this almost solves their wide receiver problem that was created when Golden Tate left to take a better offer in free agency from the Detroit Lions. And putting Rice, Pryor, and Harvin on the field would just cause defensive coordinators massive headaches.
And they'll all be led by Russell Wilson, who came out with his own surprising news this week.
Yes, that was a bit of a mind blower. Russell announced through the team that he was divorcing his wife, Ashton. And I don't have any specific knowledge about it, except I can say what I think most of us can understand is that they married right out of college and right before the draft. And these last 2 years have been nothing but a whirlwind where he has become an international celebrity. And all I can say is that must put a lot of stress and a lot of pressure on anyone's marriage.
One other bit of surprising news from the Seahawks front office.
Yes, they lost a top personnel executive, Scott McLuhan, who left for personal reasons. But Scott McLuhan had a big hand in drafting the key people, Wilson, Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas. And he was also the former 49ers general manager. He drafted a lot of the key players on the 49ers and the Seahawks to build them into the two best teams in the NFL. So it's a blow for the Seahawks to lose a guy of his caliber.
People may not know his name, but a name that fans do know well, Marcus Trufant. They're retiring him as a Seahawk.
Yes. On Thursday, he was given a one-day contract to retire as a Seahawk. A very cool gesture, but he was from Tacoma's Wilson High School, a Washington State graduate, and a first-round draft choice in 2003 and played a big part in the Seahawks' first Super Bowl. And he's a good dude that they did right by.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.